Welcome to your daily devotional for October 5th. Christ's strength sufficient. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The context of this verse is that of Paul relying upon Christ to give him the strength to do those things God has called him to do for God's glory. Despite the fact that he was writing this letter from prison. Whether Paul had little or much, if God was anything, it could get done. As the song says, little is much if God is in it. I bet there were a lot of naysayers of Paul's ministry. A lot of folks may have looked at Paul and his ministry as finished. How could it flourish under such restrictions? What are restrictions to the Lord our God? Is he restricted? Our church has had two revival services, seen great growth in our congregants individually, and has had some new folks, new to the faith and are new to the church, come to worship and praise with our number. All this in spite of the prison of mask wearing and social distancing and whatever other public health guidelines we must follow. May all gospel-focused churches go forward with the mantra, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Our religious liberties are in danger of being stifled by certain folks. But be that as it may, let us recall that Nero was emperor when Paul was ministering from prison in Rome. I recall a time when we were just planting the church and a certain minister wished us the best of luck, but then added that he had never seen a church work out that was planted with only a single tent-making elder. I don't doubt that this is true, and I noted his advice born of years of wisdom. But what a discouraging thing to say. What does Scripture say regarding doing God's work under very difficult circumstances? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you become a Christian, have recently become one, or are taking strong steps forward in Christian discipleship and service, do not be discouraged. If indeed you are in the will of God, then neither man nor the devil nor circumstances will thwart your spiritual effort. Godspeed. May you find the purpose of Christ for your life and glorify God to the max. Is that not the purpose and chief end of man, to glorify God? Go and do it in Christ's strength.